I got your report. I thought it was very good. Did you get my notes that I wrote over the phone? I guess I missed it this morning. I have it over here. Fine. But the notes are in my spot in Jersey. I'm not sure when that's going to do it. It's got very complex. You want to talk about the business plan? I showed him. I told Bob I did it then. Little kid that talked to this guy at his job. You know, running around the south trying to get. Here we are just starting from the county on the 7th Court. Elections and business going up and votes are coming back in 76. I thought, well, what if you pull the river president? Yeah. Or a brain.
He doesn't have to do it,
Looker's one of our better properties. You know, that's one already. And I did the first class, but I would say that it's the second notch.
Trying to do, I mean, I couldn't agree more. concept of the electronic that got down in there. You know, it's awful down from Jerry Ford, and, you know, I got a headache.
That's a word for
Jerry Ford is from Grand Rapids.
Nobody heard about Pete Ford as long as he wants to run that. And yet, he gets every member of the gathering that's been there. You know that comes. We're just saying, what bird?
Good. waiting out the lobby. And we arrived, and the literature that was available out there was Sunday, so he started back and started reading, reading Monday. And when Earl went to join him, he was in the cabin, but when he brought Monday over, they were still reading it. And I turned to Earl, and he comes in there, bring him to your office, and says, what is this, publication or stuff? So, how do I get on the list for this? You have the list, so you can send it to Democrats because it's not his purpose, but you certainly want to get a copy of it. He says, this is the best goddamn thing I ever saw. He says, there's more information here. And he said, is it copyrighted or can I use it for my newsletter? And John said, you can. He said, he's waiting to get me 250,000 copies. I'll mail it out to my newsletter.
That's good.
I don't check on it. And I need to watch a little. He doesn't get us in trouble. But on the other hand, don't pull it in.
But don't worry about what I'm saying. You're presenting the case. It was on one subject concerned about the budget or something. You're presenting the case better than anything I've seen.
Don't worry about the, everybody say this to him. Don't worry about the fact that he gets in trouble. Only if a publication or a speech provokes a reaction is it worth anything. The time that you do not provoke a reaction, as I often say, the time the press knows that that's helpful, then you're dead. You struck out. But it doesn't mean you go ahead and deliver it for the purpose of insulting them, of being provocative. Some of our guys just get bomb throws with a little reaction. It's okay. Don't get the guy to be tipped
off. No, and I think you couldn't be in control of what he's saying. But I think what I wanted to do is shift to this whole new majority theme a little and still keep it lively if we can. And he wanted to do it. And
the thing that you have to be concerned about, of course, is that you as a stranger, Bob Dole. Bob Dole is still out of sharpshooter type and so forth. And you are more of a little fire kind of thing. You shouldn't. So if you don't want Monday to have things that will embarrass you, that's what you must want.
What did you decide about an additional publication more reflective of George Bush, a regular letter? Or something that was more conciliatory.
One thing, of course, George can always have a letter in Monday, which is conciliatory. You should have a new letter.
Yes, sir.
We got it. Well, here's the thing. The other thing I had suggested to George was the correct mail that I occurred to me that I left credit for. For special people, there are special people. I mean, maybe the top 500 contributors, maybe it's a list of 1,000 or more. You could write a letter on a typewriter. I'd just like to tell you how we're doing. A guy like Al Gore is doing that. I'd just like to tell you what we're doing. Don't write it as a piece of like a report. He says, I would write it about every 2 months. Every 2 months a letter should come. Suppose, for example, that you get a letter to, as I say, I'm going to try to do this, but I can only do it about 4 times a year because my own doesn't be right on my paper. But on the other hand, you could write to them about not just politics, you might say, because you'd like to comment upon the international monetary situation. They'd love to hear from them. Another thing that's good too, as well, which I'm very interested in, I want you, and you will not try to do this, so I'm directing you to, I want you built up among basically our elite core as the leader. And if they hear from you by letter, it's a lot different from seeing you in public. Now, I would pick basically what we call the Loper and Shaver list. He has the Maury fans, the Maury fans list of the top 100 contributors, wherever they are. I would write that letter to him as not as a partisan. I would write it as you go to some of the Democrats, but I think George hitting them with that, that they feel that they are not forgotten, that they are not unappreciated. I would put the view of your friends or editors on the company. I would put your major political concerns. I mean, that you think are on the right. You cover them all. Don't think you've got to cover the state. You might say I'd send it to state chairman or Nixon chairman. Where's the best man in the state? That's the way you can get it. And that, believe me, you don't have to figure you've got to cover as big a circulation as money. success in the lake, in New York, or in California, club, and I said, I just got a letter from George Bush. Don't get too many in one count there. Go ahead.
Well, here's what we've done on the main thing, and it's that I've been going through some problems on first leg problem and toes problem. Today, I signed up Ken Reeves to get what we view as a cooperative effort between the Congressional Campaign Committee, the Senate, and the RNC, the majority campaign. And it's going to be, he will start on March 5th with the committee. He will work with me. But I'm trying to get, and this is the sensitive part now, we get this Congressional thing is not on board with it, but I'm trying to get the Congressional people and the Senate thing and ourselves to have kind of a, you know, all that part of the action with Reeves reporting to me. We need to have the House Committee cooperation. The problem is that
you don't have it yet.
Well, we've got it, but we don't. There's a staff thing, and I can't.
But this is going to be made or not?
Yes, it's going to be made.
Right, the date of that.
Well, the problem is that slipped back with us to dinner in May rather than March.
Oh, God.
And Bud Brown is restless. If this thing comes out, that I've said this thing, he wants to do it. If he's in there, one, we'll get better cooperation from the staff. Two, we'll get.
George, let me ask you this. I thought Bob, there was a clear understanding that Bud Brown today, like today, is the director of CAB.
He has any answer.
Yes,
they've got to be the director.
Well, he can't have Bob Wilson sitting there. He has balance. He is, but he doesn't control the staff.
No, exactly. The problem is, I went to Bud Brown today, and I spent an hour and a half with him. And I was telling him about this thing, and he's born and raised, I mean, rocking 100%. We're already starting to take over some of the implicit functions from that. But that is more of a hand-holding operation than I'd like it to be, but it needs to be, because I don't want to crystallize that old animosity or the deal between the Hill and the White House. And I think it's going to work with Bob. My next step is to, I called Ford before I left this up there to see what the
feedback
military staff to get him. To get it pinned down on what the best date is set, because Bud Brown was a little vague on it to get Wilson out of there. Wilson has been working with us on this the last government, but you can sense it, you can see what the first them and us. So I don't want to bore you with it. I know I can work it out, but it's going to take a couple of weeks, or a couple of put Joe Wilson's out in them. But he's going to want to assert his only dependence on that staff, and I know we can work with it. But some of these congressmen that come out, we're going to close the room, you know, once around once in a while. And they say, well, that looks turned off, and it's like, don't take over the space. I can't get problems with the election system. Not that. We got the duplication of that fact, and we got a job to do. And so then the president wants to do it. You guys want to hear history exactly the same. Don't tell me about what went wrong, et cetera. So I think it's going to work, but the only problem, I can't tell you, we got it all smoothed out now because this transition in the House is taking longer than it should take.
So, and I know that you're aware, George, of the fact, you know, that they're grousing around and some of the bullet book there about the financials, totally answered by Maurice Hansen, which report. And my God, they had a 200, they had a, all of them had surpluses. Spans checked every Senate candidate, they didn't even know what any of their money. I don't know what they're talking about. If Wilson had a $500,000 surplus, why in the hell didn't he spend it? You know?
I don't know, and I don't, it's a vague thing, it's a vague
thing.
It's not a thing. Yeah, but it's a guy who's away, and that's the whole thing.
They don't have any case.
What happened is, George, they didn't foresee, unfortunately, you know, they didn't see the terrible split of the Democratic Party. But they didn't see, really, couldn't foresee the landslide. Anybody after me, we had a sense of politics, and anybody who saw the government kind of conflict, but by that time, all of our candidates were selected, and in come these morons and all the senility, they're young, they're queer. I'm walking to our candidates, believe me, I never saw such a collection. Now, there I haven't seen anybody that campaigned. There were some good ones, and some were ugly. If we had had the candidates in these areas, then you would elect them.
I was talking to lunch with Harry Bird today, we're talking just about that. He's the one who's going to be very helpful, as you probably already know. But he's for this Godwin thing. He thinks Godwin should be endorsed as a Republican. And I said, well, what's the next guy? You know, Berg over there, Harry. I'm not interested. And he said, well, we've been with this whole plan. So I think that's going to look pretty good. But anyway, I think this new McCurry thing will work. I think we're going to have the right kind of money. The spring dinner is important. The state has some financial problems with their drug grassing out there. Generally, things are with the
same.
They did not just involve here, but total cooperation with your staff here. And it's been,
sure.
You know, with the patronage thing, we're trying to move it. The thing I don't want to do is.
I don't want it.
No, nobody wants it. The thing I don't want is just have the people doing the work up there on clearance and not have some, you know, some, at least not the final word, but some political input. But the charts they presented are very good on that. And we're working closely on, you know, got avenues that everyone in the press, this might be, you probably know it. They all try to get me to say that if I want to do business here or something, then I got to go through Paul.
Oh, good.
And I say, look, that's what the problem is. Joe Kraft was on these things. Who do you report? I said, what's the problem? What is the political problem? If it's to do with jobs or patterns or something, so on. And I just wish talent, on the other hand, to cooperate with me. So that part works pretty good. And I just said, the committee's not.
Well, I hope you're telling them though, what I have said in terms of your current.
Well, I'm against the point.
You're the
we clearly against the
other. That's what goes through. You're
the well, you're. We, the politics is gone. Nance's office is gone.
You're the political man. I just put, you know, of course, you have to work on the White House thing, but I have to be quite much denying the political man. The next time you're on a group, you're not that. The president calls on me to talk about this truth.
Well,
I have, like, for example, on Cahill, let's wait and say, I wrote this on me in my on Cahill. Well, it's, of course, not to our interest to endorse in a plan. And I would like to put this down. Unless Cahill, you're sure, or relatively sure, that he was, I don't think he's personal president, of course, but he does have some first level trouble. Now, the point is, unless he is, you've got to check with other confirmed candidates. But if you check with your committee, he's the strongest candidate for it. Because Charlie Sennett can never win. I know Charlie Sennett. I love him. He's a great Nixon man. But Charlie is the writer of gossip. And you cannot win in New Jersey with that kind of approach, in my opinion. And it would be the same old deal. Now, Case is too far left. Doesn't have to be that far left in New Jersey. But Cahill is about right to win in New Jersey. He's a Frankly Catholic, Irish, and all the rest. So what I go to my Republican for, this is an idea of what you said. On a candidate like that, we're just going to count on you. You can take responsibility. You know, you start to get kills of that. He can come in. And I'll bust him at that.
I might.
You've got to participate in these. You've got to participate in these primaries. Now get him in, let me say, if you get him in. I don't want him here when the governors are here, because then they'll all want to come in. He should come in separately, all right, probably before or after. But let him know before the governors say that if you decide to get kills of that, that's it.
Man, that fellow came in the office and made this big pitch, but I went into the congressman saying that generally I can go talk to him. I had an office next door to my lawyer. I also get off the hook by saying, look, there's some events that came over, though, that came along the election. So
why don't you say this? Look, Charlie, if you decide to go Cahill, say, look, Charlie, Cahill was the next chairman of the interest. And John Mitchell had a commitment to do it on the
line. It isn't quite true, but it's true enough. While I have a chance, I'd like some advice on
he was the next chairman, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I know that's good.
You control the other team. Make sure we're
here. Here's one if we need some advice from the office. I said, a woman from North Dakota, Milt Gump, was going out to announce that he was wanting to serve his nation yet again on his 75th birthday out of the other day. He's going to be opposed by a guy named Guy, who was a popular.
Oh, I know.
Popular governor. I called Brock and said, Bill, you've got a hell of a problem. Here it is. And he said, really? I've got it. So what are we doing?
Well, Milton, of course, Milton is, I must say, one of the youngest 74s I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, vigorous and strong and healthy and everything. He should not run. Nobody should run over here. We are being accepted. No one, believe me. Not even God should run over here. But the point is that, see, we're in a period, George, as I try to get across, we're in a period where people are going to younger people. They're jobs are good, and they will get better. the job required by calendar. That's why basically I think just in Canada here, but of course I'm not gonna enter my both Reagan and Rocket Bar. And both of them are the president, no question about it. Reagan has much vote, so we're not saying so, and Rocket has vote others. Now that's fine. They're both attractive personalities and each can make quite a race. But what are we section six and kind of section seven? Alright. So they're one term at best. And then there he is. Maybe they think about it. Way away from that perception. Not in America today. We never have before. Nobody has ever been elected or re-elected or the accepted. Nobody.
He really wants a lot older than he did too. I bet he was dying. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, but
he instantly looks older. His face doesn't recall that.
Well, so does Nelson. Nelson too. Although Nelson had the, both Nelson and Reagan have a dynamic vital quality, which is good when they come on. But believe me, that television for an older person would kill him.
Well, on this set,
forget the set just because
it may be there going to be one of those money candidates, and you got to keep it all open. You got to keep it all negative. It's a possibility.
Great.
Bob, go be an honest on a reminder. Out of it. I can say people I can keep them, you know, we're gonna keep the committee out of 76 politics in 1973. And I think it's a good position.
74.
I don't know, no, but yeah, 73, 74. And I think it's a good position and the party people like it. And I think it's fair. I mean it's just better.
You can just say this in the press conference, like I said in the press conference. Says the best way for anybody to run for president. And that's everything. Help others get elected in 74. That's what you're saying. You could also say, of course, if you're here tonight, if you're here before, but it was the best of all, what you can expect.
Sure.
Not butters, but other things. But you see, we've got people from, it's amazing how they're all starting right now. It really is. And then Reagan will be out from Nelson, and they'll let that go. Magnus, of course, you know.
Well, they're moving around, all of them, and we're going to try them out, which is awesome, you know. I guess I
just
tell
the soldiers to
go out and campaign for this conference.
Maybe that'll help.
I hope that he could.
Sure,
well, one of the initial candidates would concentrate on
one thing they could do is that right more for Dirk, let me say this. One thing they could think for that money, while fundraising is a loser for a candidate, in his election campaign, he must never do it at the highest level. But at 74, in terms of getting nominated, it's the best thing he can do. Because in getting nominated, you're trying to get the wheelers on the dealers. So you should go to Mississippi and speak to 500 bad cats. Those guys might all be delegates. Your delegates are on it. So Ray and Rockefeller, I would tell them, and Hank should do fundraising up to their skills. I can sell that. I can bet Star, Reagan to be open to fundraising.
Actually, you know,
we have to
be
very open,
but we need to
be open. But also, one of the ways,
like another way,
you know, one of the things is that each of them must be made to think that this race is here on their side. I've got to play a little bit of a
theme stand up
with the residue.
There's playing in my own.
You ought to do this because there are a lot of delegates out here, this and that. And of course, I'm not doing any work to tell each other something. That's what a chairman's supposed to do.
They're going like that anyway. But I haven't seen too much of my friends from there. And yet, Reagan, I'm running to like down in New Orleans. But on, if I can go back to this right thing, I can't try to get you to solve a tough problem for me, but we will try to work in Brock if they're sensitive to this. To encourage them to something else. Some of them are going to have to do. Yeah. If I like to help you on the ranking on appropriation, just if I'm going to run, I will keep in mind and, you know, try to inquire to what they'd be interested in, something else, like a commission or something like this. But some of them are going to be tough.
Well, let me say this. In terms of any seated incumbent congressman or senator, walk to get out. Human beings will go the extra mile to give us a federal promise. for example, the two worst miners in Michigan, Gordon Allen and Jack Miller. And now, Gordon either should have been wrong, or he should have worked at it. And Jack Miller should just work at it. You know, and both of them, what do they want to live? Well, it might take Secretary of State, or Treasury, or IRS, or something. You see what I mean? But now is the time to make the deal with those guys if they want to move. You got to be very careful with that, because they'll only get out. They've been offered something. They turned it down or served the state of North Dakota. I'm surprised they're wanting to.
Well, I am, but people were going to try to help them out of Pennsylvania. But it says that
you die, it's not only my die, it's not only that candidate
on the page. No, they don't. I like the Mark Andrews in there, too. I don't think he gives it much support. So I'm sure that he wins statewide in North Dakota. He's the right age, the great state guy.
Either way, I understand that. I don't care what they give us the order. I prefer it. Because I know that there are many people in North Dakota that are going to and it's good.
What do you do about the guy like Saxby?
Supreme. I think you've got to say that now.
Yes.
Let me say, you've got to be in it. If you're going to buy into a primary race, for example, a Saxby in particular, play a mountain or a rock and all this, and a team gets into it, and then stay out of it. We are not going to support even an incumbent in a primary. We will not oppose it, but we will not support it in a primary. You know what I mean? If it's a legitimate primary, George, if it's a nuthead, you know what I mean? Then you got to get that in. Then, of course, you got to support the incumbent. But let's take the primary in New York. If Gavitt's had the primary, we're not going to support Gavitt in the primary. We're not going to hurt it. The same with Saxon, we're not going to hurt it. You should know that you can serve it. But the point is that I think that. My guess is Saxby will end up running. But I keep him, I'd say, voting, just staying out of the primary and so forth. But in the final election, all of them. But I avoid the primary. I mean, it's a real minefield if you get committed too early. Particularly one of our friends, like a congressman, Saxby, and you've got to be in the mouth. You've got to be very careful, you know, but you'll know how to handle that. But I want you to know that I care very much about what they support. But as far as Saxby is concerned, he's been with us most of the time. When he pops off once in a while, he
doesn't have been on that now, though. Then he came back on something.
He wants to be different from Chad. That's why he's supporting your mother. But on that, let me say, Abbott knows it has a wrong man. The way George has to do this is to be, you've got to be totally correct about it. You know, don't get it down. It's a Republican, and he has the best chance to win for him. Right?
They asked me the other day, well, is the National Committee going to be here pulling a Goodell or something like that? Goodell thing. I said, look, we're going to.
Goodell pulled it out of his mouth. Yes, but I never get the Goodell question again, because he's the only one, the only three Republicans that I ever failed to support. God, one of them, wonderful guy, an excellent guy, John Harrison. Because they were members of the Bird Society and wouldn't get out. You know, I could support my friend Jim. The other one said, well, let me say what happened. If we didn't, I didn't vote. A lot of our friends did. But Goodell, he was the one that said he didn't want support. You know, he made a flat out statement. He said, I don't swear to support him because he was so far out of the war. So what can you do? And we just said that. And Ziegler said, well, the senator doesn't want it, of course, it will not be provided. Seen to his wishes. That's what he said. Well, that's the Goodell story. You won't see his wishes. And all things, but let me say, you'll get a, like if Janice is the candidate for foreign law.
Yeah. And the other thing is, the other thing is, there was a Bible watch. And
Buckley
in there. Was a Republican, wonderful guy, come on, he's running as a conservative. So you have a different situation than trying to.
I think it's important in terms of our future relationships, particularly in the Senate, when you elect for senators. Take Mathias, there's a closer match. I don't know whether somebody's going to run against him or not. If they do, he'll stay on the most on the other hand, if Mathias is a candidate who likes to support him, a great deal of hard. But I think, let me say first, again, the votes that we need in the Senate, these critical votes, you must not give any of us of the Libs an opportunity to say that we're one of the dogs, going to say, "Oh, sir, we support all Republican candidates," I mean, right? That's not our.
I might, Mr. President, on the back, I think we got the right setup for Bill Kemp. I got a different one that I wanted to put in the meeting as they try to. I want to get in with this, but on the side, if you ever get a real special problem, I might be able to help. I know the guy so well, but I don't know, but I'd like to try.
Sure.
And I told Bill on any of those, because I've, you know, been out there with some, but I think we've got it sorted out, so we're not going to be tripping. I'll reach out to Liz and say, on that one, I might be able to help the person if you have some real cliffhanger, but I just think it's good enough.
Right. Sure.
May I bring up something about
sure.
women that's,
sure.
possibility? I touched bases with some of my favorite male politicians, including George first, about equal rights, and that's the fact that it did come about. Right.
The problem is, will we get into the state legislature?
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
But I don't think you can. I don't think you can, but because if you get, I'll put it this way, I think you can tell all the women. The president has been on record for it all the time. He supported it when it went through the, you know, he supports it now. But he cannot get into individual state legislature because his checking, which is true, the governor's arrest, would indicate that the presidential attempt to influence the state legislature would be dangerous.
At the same time,
it would be harmful. But that on the other hand, they can use and should use the president's statement supporting where it will help. But we don't want to get, if for example, I were to tell the Arizona state legislature, you ought to support equal rights if I was right there, it could turn a whole issue down.
They're the same, but I think that's another party on that one. I mean, what do you think? The party ought to be careful or not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Party should be for it. The party should be for it. Look, that's one where a majority of the country may not be for it, but where you have a very articulate minority. I mean, the more activist women are all up. In other words, it's a case where if you're for equal rights, George, the party is, you aren't with the Libs. If you're against it, so we're for it.
And it wanted to fix referendum.
So I would just be, you can commit the party and you can say that. If you talk to me, yes, sir, the Republican Party's for it. There you go.
How about this? I was thinking of taking some of our top women, like and the ladylike dignified feminine women who are for it, like a James Spade,
sure.
like a Kathy Fidel. And this talk about youth, this is an issue that appeals to young people very
sure,
much.
Sure, particularly the young women.
And even young boys, oddly enough. Now, and we also have a political problem here that Coach Schlafly has found her form again in opposing the RA. And she
is shackled.
She's back in it. She's got her forum, and she's putting newspaper ads. She seems to have limitless funds, and she's leading the opposition to ERA now. And if we ever have to go through that outcast again, as you know, it's a vicious element, it's a reactionary element, and it's exactly the image we don't see.
That's the virtual.
The virtue. And she's working hand in hand with virtue. Interestingly enough, George Wallace is on record for the equal rights amendment, so we don't get into trouble there. But my thought would be, okay, the president doesn't need to make an additional statement. George Bush can come out strong for it. We galvanize some of our feminine, low-key, moderate women to put ourselves on the side of the angels by not meddling with state legislatures, but going there to answer questions if anybody wants additional information.
Let me suggest this, Bob. Why don't you have a man write a note to me indicating that you need what your position for rights and change and the rest, but have an appropriate letter prepared and updated at the present time calling for it. And you're welcome to use this endorsement. You might say that in view of some of the controversy that creates, is your position the same as it was? I guess your answer is the same, not changed, not for it. And you're welcome to use this letter in any way you're offering in your speeches or in your conveying ideas.
I brought up to Judy that she might want to consider a statement on it, and they're against youth angle. The progressive dynamic.
She's for it anyway.
Yes.
All the way.
Yes, and she said she could speak to you about it.
You tell her that you spoke with me and that she should do it and get a good positive letter from her.
Great. How do we fund it, George, maybe? Okay. We'll get a low-key campaign going to put us on the side. Not that, you know, interestingly enough, the Democratic Party is doing it. And I think we can steal a real march on. And even if we lose, we're...
Not gonna hurt you.
We don't have ourselves, we're threatening, we're open door, we're...